You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie Atatula, John Lopez, and we got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig today, hitting the buttons in there. They are in the loop, and they start now.
Yes, sir. By the way, I can't wait. I'm going to save it for the actual segment, but the text that just came in about the question of the day, can't wait to get to that in about 35 minutes. That is ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. I see it now. Yeah, that beats all of ours.
Yeah, there's no coming back from that.
Is it that very first text? Yeah.
We're going to call that a tease. You got to stay tuned till later on in the hour.
You got me waiting for it.
We'll want to be here at 10:40.
God, I hope
that
you are.
Text. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the meantime, you can keep sending in yours as well for the question of the day. We'll get to it. At 10:40, what sports moment in your own career still haunts you? You can always text the show throughout the next 4 hours as well to join the conversation. 713-572-4610. You can engage with us on the YouTube and Twitch streams as well. We got a lot to do over the next few hours. A lot of our memories, I think a lot of people's memories we'll find out at 10:40, come from the baseball world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it's a fair segue into what the Astros have been doing the last couple nights in Sacramento against the A's. Fortunately for the Astros, it's been all positive the last two nights.
Yeah.
10-plus runs scored in back-to-back games. First time they've done that in almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think of King of Queens, one of my favorite shows, and the main character, Doug, was having a problem. He was having a spat with his wife, and he was talking to his best friend, Deacon, who was just recently divorced, and Deacon was giving him all this advice about how terrible women are, and Doug said, how much should I discount this to the fact that you just got divorced?
Yeah.
And he said, maybe 20%. I think it's similar at the Astros, where I don't want to start the show this morning by raining on the parade, but you're playing the second-worst pitching staff in the second-most hitter-friendly ballpark. How much do we discount what we've seen from this offense the last couple nights?
Well, first of all, you just kind of blew my mind. I watched two episodes of King of Queens last night.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of those, like, you know, when you're like all these shows that I stream, that we stream, that we watch, they're all like on break.
Yeah.
So you're like, you know, before the Astros game starts, which was late, of course. Mm-hmm. And what do you want to watch? So we're just flipping around. I haven't seen King of Queens in a while. So I watched two episodes last night.
Great show.
That's wild. Secondly, I don't think it's unfair what you're saying at all. And that's not being a downer. Fans are wondering themselves. But I really don't discount too much. And Reggie was all about this, too. You know, he wanted to see these numbers go up and on-base percentage and slugging percentage and all that. And they have. But it's about, as much as there are sabermetrics and there's analytics and all that stuff that's going on, we know what we're looking at. There is contact being made. Like, this isn't like altitude where maybe even the pitcher is affected and the movement of the stuff and all that. It's not at altitude. It's like 5,000 feet lower than Denver. So the contact being made is what's selling it for me. I mean, they also what they've done in it previously. Like, they've been on a tear. What is it, 18 out of 22 or something like that, 23 that they've won. So I don't discount it. I really don't. I think they're on a tear right now.
Yeah, and a few guys – You know, I know Payne and Pendergast were talking about the bottom of the lineup has really stepped up, and Mm-hmm. Cam Smith was batting, what, six last night? And Cam has had a great week. Three more hits last night. In fact, let's hear. This was kind of the icing on the cake last night. That broadcast crew was busy with all the calls of all the runs scored. Here is the Cam Smith RBI doubles. He's been having a great series.
The Astros up to 14 hits tonight. And there's one down the line. That's an RBI all the way to the corner. Christian Walker heading to third. He'll be held up there. Cam Smith, an RBI double. And the Astros lead this game 6-1. Cam with another RBI hit.
Man, they were just getting started, huh? They were just getting started at that point.
Yeah.
Cam Smith, obviously, he's the one that's been really kind of tearing it up. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, lately, but really up and down the lineup, the contact is just being solid. The one thing that I would say, though, and you alluded to this, is their pitching is bad. Like their pitching is really, really bad. So they're getting some good opportunities.
Yeah, for sure. And Cam Smith, right, it'd only be fair in a minor league ballpark for him to do so well this early in his career. 333 over the past 30 games, though, for Cam Smith. So he's coming around. It's interesting. I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment, but I was thinking, and just watching this team the last couple of weeks and the last couple of nights, but as I said, I mean, I don't put a ton of stock into the last couple of games. I discount those performances. But this is all my lead up to a question of, who do you think is the most important part to get back for this team? And it sounds crazy to even ask when your best hitter is still on the shelf in Yordan.
Mm-hmm.
But it just feels like this lineup is a lot deeper this year than it was last year, which right now sounds crazy to think. And the pitching, while it's being pieced together really well, I don't know how much longer I can trust all of these guys being pulled up from the minors.
Yeah.
So if you could wave your magic wand and get one guy back who's injured on the team right now, would it be Yordan or would it be maybe someone on the pitching staff?
That's a good question. We, you know, because Yordan seems like such an obvious answer.
Yeah.
And I am going to say Yordan just because of what he does with the left-handed bat, what he does to opposing pitching staffs and rotations and how managers handle pitchers and specific situations when he comes up. So I am going to say Yordan. But you know what? I paused for a second. I waited for a second because of what you're saying, and I brought this up a couple of times this week. How much more can they withstand?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's an accident that these pitchers that they're calling up are having success. I think it's a credit to the Astros, to the pitching staff, to the scouting, to the little tweaks they do on mechanics. They deserve a lot of credit on that. But there is a line. There is a line where no matter all the magic that you – all the magic that you put on these guys – it won't work.
Yeah.
And right now, you don't know. I mean, how many pitchers right now do you know are coming back, in, let's say, in the next month? You know they're coming back. None?
Yeah, no. I don't think any.
None.
I don't think I'd be confident in saying any of them.
Yeah.
Maybe McCullers, I guess, but with the injury history of the Astros,
right,
every little problem seems like a much bigger problem, mm-hmm. so that might be worse than what they're leading on right now. He'd be the only one. Yeah, I think Eric Geddy. Maybe in a month. But yeah, to answer your question, yeah, I don't feel very confident in getting any back.
By the way, have we gotten an update on Lance McCullers?
I don't think so. Not from the original.
Because it was supposed to be just like a strain, and then they were going to have testing and imaging and all this other stuff, and we still haven't gotten an update. Not that we would put a lot of stock into the update, but even that, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a month.
I'm sure you got – no, I wouldn't be either with the way – not only McCullers last few years has went, but the Astros and how they've handled these pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, by the way, I'm sure you guys covered it, but since I wasn't here, what do you think happened with that McCullers injury? Was it like tripping over a weight? How do you think he actually got injured in the weight room?
Well, I was actually surprised how many people bought into this. I kind of half tongue in cheek said, I'm not even, and I'm emphasis on half tongue in cheek, not full. I'm not even sure it was a foot. That's how bad the Astros are with injuries and what they tell us. I'm 99% sure it was a foot because that would be blasphemous. Yeah. They would hear from the league and everything else. Like, oh, by the way, it's his arm. no. But they're so bad with the injuries. I will say this: where I am with the injury, it wasn't a situation that was minor because he stayed back. He stayed back on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like he got to the park on Monday. It was Monday, right? I think it was Monday. He got to the park on Monday and they said, yeah, it's a little sore. I kicked a weight or something. Well, okay, you better go back and get it checked. No, he stayed back on Saturday. To me, that's a sign. That's not a minor thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you, and just based off of the history too. So it's hard to count on him. Circling back to my question, I think I'd go pitching, which sounds ridiculous, but if you're looking ahead for not only sustaining this throughout the season, but like a playoff series, Hunter Brown, Fromber, and then give me, I don't know, Arrigetti, give me Javier, mm-hmm. even maybe McCullers with the way he was pitching there before going down with the latest injury. You give me those three starters in a playoff series, I feel really good, and I still am of the school of thought that, you know, pitching wins in October, as great of a hitter as Jordan is, but the offense has been doing enough lately. Guys are, you know, mm-hmm. Cam Smith's has picked things up. Christian Walker quietly is doing some better things. Diaz has been much better lately. And like you said, I just worry about the pitching, how long it will hold up. The Astros deserve a ton of credit. Mm-hmm. I always compare them to like a rom-com where you focus on the cheerleaders, you know, like your Hunter Browns and your Framber, but then it's really like Molly Ringwald, the girl next door that's like, oh, actually, she's the it girl. And that's the guys that they keep calling up. Jason Alexander the other night. These random guys from the minors that pitch really well. And it's like, oh, you know, it's not so much about the aces. Mm-hmm. It's about all these other guys the Astros throw on the mound. But I just wonder how long this can be sustained over the course of.
So your answer is what then?
I think pitching. If I could just get one guy back.
Not a specific name?
Any of those three. Arrigetti, McCullers, or even Javier. Give me one of those three back today. I feel really good about this team through the summer.
Well, and I think part of the fact, a big factor there, is Fromber pitching the way he is. You know, he hasn't had, we've asked the question a number of times about good Fromber, bad Fromber. He's been good Fromber.
Yeah, he has.
So you have one and two. If you get a three with the clutch offense that you're getting, and by the way, I think you mentioned this, maybe not, alone in second place with the best record for the best record in the American League.
Yeah,
that's incredible.
It is.
That's absolutely incredible.
It is. It's remarkable with what they've been dealt and how well they've played, and we'll dive into that a little bit more later on about what can't this team handle at this point? Mm-hmm. Because it has been something. And you lose your best hitter, and I know it's been, 6 weeks now without Jordan, and the A's don't have a great pitching staff. But then you go and you score 10-plus runs the last two nights, something you hadn't done in almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And you do it without your best hitter in the lineup who hasn't been in the lineup for a while. A's, they finish out that series tonight, 9:05 Central Time, first pitch in Sacramento. First off, how have these night games been treating you as we
it's
go
It's been rough,
on,
man.
Day after day.
So
with
here's
these.
The thing. The first game, and that was actually our question of the day on it, I missed it. I went to bed. The second game, I was like, hey, I'm feeling pretty good. Instead, it's like your body is weird, you know? And last night, I stayed up as long as I could, and I would have watched the entirety of the game, but they were winning so easily. And we had my granddaughter spend the night. So,
nice.
I'm not going to miss that.
Yeah.
A little snuggle with the old granddaughter. Yeah, so I knew it was in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I had to stay up and watch the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. How come?
I was holding it down for Area 45 last night.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And sending out all those great emails, cutting those highlights.
That's right. You had to sleep fast last night.
Yeah. He didn't. He went home and played video games, he said.
No. That's not true.
Oh, okay.
I was just in a PlayStation party with the boys, and we were just chatting up.
Oh, okay.
How much sleep did you get?
4 hours.
Okay. Good luck.
I'll be fine. Trust me. We got a long way to go. We got till 2 p.m. here.
Good luck.
Yeah. We'll see him nodding off. Head over to the YouTube stream, see if he'll make it. Colton Gordon on the mound tonight for the Astros. He's one of those guys that, based off of the metrics, has been one of the more unlucky pitchers actually this year. And we're starting to see that turn. If you're into those Sabre metrics, those analytics that show expected ERA, actual ERA, we'll see what he does tonight against the A's. But that team, the A's right now, obviously not playing good baseball.
Yeah.
And the Astros should be able to win again tonight. Hey, speaking of baseball, we know about the Rafael Devers trade. This week, it's the big story in sports. When we come back, I'll tell you why it makes me feel better about a certain Houston team, and it's not the Astros. We'll do it next. It's in the loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Atatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Coming up, why the Rafael Devers trade actually makes me feel better about one specific Houston team. Get to that in a moment here on In the Loop. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today. Colin Neal's holding down the steel wheels for Figgy Fig. But we got the OG John Lopez with us as well here on In the Loop today. And you, 713-572-4610 to text the show.
Happy Juneteenth, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just saw Figgy Fig is celebrating Juneteenth at Dollar Tree.
Nice.
That's a tradition unlike any other.
So did he actually wake up early to clean up the house?
Like, I don't know. He's at Dollar Tree right now, so maybe he's getting some cleaning supplies.
That's right.
Could well
sent
be
him out
that.
For the early errands. And I'm a big, I tell everyone this, I love, actually I'm a Dollar General guy, not Dollar Tree. I think it is. Which one's the green one? Is that Dollar Tree?
That's Dollar Tree.
Okay, I'm a Dollar Tree guy. Okay.
Yeah.
They're the only ones where the things are actually a dollar. All the other dollar ones.
No, then I must be thinking of something else, because Dollar Tree, Figgy's tweet was everything at Dollar Tree is now $5
yes.
or more.
That's what happened. Whatever the green sign is, maybe that's Dollar General.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, Dollar General is black and gold.
Yeah, the black and gold.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Dollar Tree, but the Dollar Tree I go to.
Yeah, it's
to,
the green one.
Okay, well, unless, the one I go to, I'll have to tell Figgy.
Unless there's another one out there that that we're just not thinking of.
Yeah.
There is a Family Dollar, but that's like, what, orange or
red?
Yeah,
orange and red,
Anyways, the one I go to, the stuff is still a dollar. And I tell everybody, don't get like your toilet paper or cleaning supplies. Don't get that at HEB. Go get it for $1.25. It's the same stuff. They have no shame. Maybe that should be my confession. Yeah. We need to remove the shame of these dollar stores. It's a great bargain.
Exactly.
On the text line, 832, starting to trying to start a new movement. We had the Killer Bees for the Astros. Mm-hmm. He's saying now the Killer Jays. Jose Altuve, Jeremy Pena, Jake Myers.
All right.
I like it.
A little bit of a reach, but I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a reach.
I always like the alliteration.
Yeah.
And then someone else said, in regards to Lance McCullers, the way the Astros, this is from 713, the way the Astros injury reporting goes, a month from now, McCullers sprain right foot.
will turn into an ankle fracture.
So, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I think most of us feel that same way, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hey, the big news this week was the Boston Red Sox trading Rafael Devers to the San Francisco Giants, and a lot of people were wondering, how could they do such a thing? And many have compared it to the whole Luka Doncic trade. I think that's the low-hanging fruit for a comparison, but I think it's somewhat apples to oranges. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a fair comparison. Luka just led the Mavericks to the NBA Finals. The NBA is more about a star, one player, whereas Devers has been with the Red Sox since 2018. They've actually been under 500 since 2019, and he doesn't have the same impact as Luka. Also, is just not being a good teammate. And all the stories coming out, take them with a grain of salt, but guys in the clubhouse weren't really that fond of Devers even.
Right.
So the idea for the Red Sox being addition by subtraction, let's remove the toxic part of the clubhouse, and hopefully this makes us better. Mm-hmm. And so reading all these stories this week, because I was really fascinated by this trade, it reminded me of a team here in Houston, but not the Astros. It reminded me of the Texans and what they did this offseason. It actually made me feel better for the Texans' offseason plan with offensive line, specifically the Laremy Tunsil trade, where similarly everybody outside of Houston was saying, how could they trade their best offensive lineman? What are they doing? What a ridiculous trade. Their offensive line was already bad. Now they're getting rid of Tunsil. You know, but we had, I think it was Albert Breer had the report that the offensive line room was toxic, and maybe take that with a grain of salt for the Texans last year. But we had that idea. We've had these reports of, you know, Tunsil maybe wasn't the best in that room for these guys. And so it got me thinking, kind of like the Red Sox, that if the Red Sox were willing to do something so radical as get rid of their cornerstone player because they thought it would improve the entirety of the 26-man roster, suddenly I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I already liked the trade to begin with, but now maybe I feel even better about this offensive line. We're just simply removing Tunsil. The other guys, you might not have this great, talented offensive line, just like the Red Sox roster isn't all that great on paper.
Yeah.
But together as a unit with that chemistry, it could be even better when you remove the toxicity.
I like this. I like this sort of thought exercise, because you also have to realize, was it that toxic when you consider what he was at left tackle? Because no matter what, and we were as critical of have been as critical of Laremy Tunsil, false starts, all that stuff. As anyone,
and they blow the play down.
Exactly,
it's like a false start.
That would be him. So we've been as critical as any, but the dude was top three pass blockers, you know, probably in the entire NFL, somewhere in that range. So could it have been that bad? Was it that bad for that the offensive line and removing, you know, addition through subtraction, as you put it, removing him would make everybody else that much better? Or was he so good that somehow maybe you could have just fixed the room otherwise? Or could you not? Or could you not fix the room otherwise?
Yeah, if I'm comparing it to Devers, I think the Red Sox felt like they were at a point where there's just no coming back. As crazy as this seems, we got to do it because we just can't fix this. It's what's best for the team. And I think if you make that trade as the Red Sox or even the Texans, maybe you feel that same way of like, we're getting rid of, you know, on paper here, or even I guess on tape, our best offensive lineman. They're better. You know, there's got to be a good reason where you feel like, it's almost like in a relationship where you tried everything. You don't want to get divorced, right? But you try everything, and it's like there's just no coming back. We just can't fix this relationship. It's better to just move on for both of ourselves.
No, I think that's fair, and I think the other thing that plays in here is you got a new offensive coordinator. You have a new offensive line coach. And apparently backstories are that Cole Popovich was trying to really coach one way, and then the others were trying to do something else, Slowick, et cetera. So maybe, you know, Laremy Tunsil was just sort of his own guy. Like I think Laremy Tunsil knew what got him paid, and he didn't really care about anything else. That is toxicity. You know, like he says, I will pass block.
Yeah.
I will protect CJ Stroud. But don't be asking me, what do you want me to die for it? You know, the old major league thing.
Yeah.
You know, don't ask me to do things that don't get me paid.
Right, which reminds me very much of Devers, who reportedly refuses to do, or would refuse to do media after games, refused to do charity things or appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously didn't want to move to first base, wasn't happy to DH. He said, you know, look, I'm a third base, I'm a hitter. That's what I'm going to do here. I'm not going to talk to the media. I'm not going to go out and make appearances. I come to the ballpark and hit the baseball. And so when you're describing, you know, what we believe to know about Laremy, it sounds a lot like what we've heard this week about Devers, of that guy who's, kind of very much selfish, I guess, just about themselves and not the betterment of the team. And so by removing that person, that's how, it's the old Patrick Ewing theory from Bill Simmons, that he always thought the Knicks were better without Patrick Ewing because you could play more like a team. And of course, they went to the NBA Finals in that shortened season in 99 when Ewing was out with an injury.
But that idea that you don't just focus on one guy anymore. It's more about the team. And in sports, that team chemistry is so important that maybe that's what the Texans are achieving.
Especially on the offensive line. Chemistry within chemistry. But here's the other part of this. Much like the Red Sox, you better be right.
Yes.
You better be right about
it's true,
that.
Absolutely.
Because here's the thing. If this offensive line coach, this offensive system, all of a sudden, C.J. Stroud is still running for his life back there. The running game still is pretty much Joe Mixon finding yards on his own. It's going to be a short-lived. It's going to be a short-lived career for you.
It's true. That's a good point. This is a big swing for really both teams, and you better hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
But to drive this point home further, I want to go back to first D'Amico Ryans and something he said recently when talking about the offensive line as they were at the, I think it was the OTAs or maybe last week of the training, whatever it was. He said this recently about the offensive line, and when I heard this the other day after the Devers news, it reminded me of like, oh, maybe this is furthering the point of that unity. Here was the head coach.
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovich, his instant impact on those guys, you can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pass. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills, and see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys, and they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for, and we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
And that's all important. I'm not going to downplay that. We know, especially on the offensive line, that togetherness, as he put it, and mindset, as he put it, is huge. Does that make them better offensive linemen? You know, the coaching matters, obviously. But that does that. Are the Red Sox a better team on paper today without Devers? The answer is clearly no.
Correct.
Are the Texans a better team in terms of what you see on paper without Laremy Tunsil? The answer has to be no. Until they prove otherwise.
Yes,
you know, that to me is the key thing.
Yeah, which is why it's a big swing. Because, you are getting worse on paper, but then you hope that, a high tide raises all boats, that these guys are going to work in conjunction with each other, and it's going to make them all better. Kind of like we'd always used to say about quarterbacks making their wide receivers so much better.
Yeah.
Here is Titus Howard. This is a much shorter clip, but here is Titus Howard talking about trying to be that role model, that leader now in the room with Laremy Tunsil gone.
I'm doing the best I can do to transform my body, transform my daily habits, all that to, show the younger guys the right way to do it. I'm looking forward to that challenge of being that leader in the group. And, I want to be a guy that the guys look up to and they're like, hey, man, like, Tyree's doing it the right way. And I want to, do it that way. So, I'm looking forward to it.
I heard all the talk this week, everyone ripping the Red Sox, comparing it to Luka. All I'm saying is, I actually thought more about the Texans.
I think it's fair.
And maybe in a weird way, it actually makes me feel better. I liked the Laremy Tunsil move to begin with. I didn't like what they did afterwards. But now you see what the Red Sox did, taking that big swing, and I'm thinking, maybe it wasn't that ridiculous what the Texans did. They did it before the Red Sox.
No, that's fair.
So we'll see. I mean, of course, now this is the honeymoon phase. We'll see come September.
Hey, July 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the dates.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we'll really start in earnest to see what they're going to be able to put out there in just over a month. Hey, time for the question of the day. We already talked about this a little bit earlier. We'll get to some of those texts, but keep sending them in. What sports moment in your own career, you as an athlete, which one still haunts you to this day? Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. We'll get to that when we come back. It's in the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Question of the day time. What sports moment in your own playing career still haunts you to this day? Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today. Colin Neal holding things down for Figgy Fig. And of course, John Lopez with us as always here on In the Loop. We shared some earlier. I imagine
this will get fun.
I imagine we could still go around the room a few times with some of the tales.
I'm anticipating the text that y'all saw at the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah. You haven't seen it yet?
No, I haven't seen
it. And by the way, this is obviously a result of what happened in the LSU-Arkansas semifinal last night. Usually you're like, oh, they choked, and I, and you're kind of like pointing left. I'm just sick for that kid. Charles Davelin was the left fielder. But it wasn't just his drop in left field and completely misreading the ball, first of all, but then dropping the ball. The Razorbacks, by the way, have never beaten LSU. They're 0-5 in the College World Series.
Yeah.
And they were up 2 runs, horrible throwing error by the second baseman to put a runner on base. That would have been out number one. They basically could have gotten 5 outs to end the game and advance to face Coastal Carolina in the World Series championship. So there's that. Runner gets on first, ends up runner on first and second. Then an absolute candy of a double play ball goes to the shortstop. And the runner coming out of the box was very slow. I mean, it was just an automatic double play. He decides to throw it to third base to get the lead runner out, which in that case, a double play ends the game.
And did you say they were up two?
They were up two.
Yeah, so yeah. Don't worry about the lead runner.
That guy. So he misses. He doesn't do the double play. Gets the guy at third, but who cares? Then there's this kind of sinking liner, very playable to left field. Dude misreads it. That Davelin kid misreads it. Bounces off his gloves, hits his shoulder. 2-run score. Yada yada yada. The Tigers end up winning the game. Just say he was just bawling, crying afterwards. I felt sick for him, and it's going to haunt him the rest of his life. So rather than like, hey, your sports, moment that haunts you or whatever. No. Your literal sports moment that still haunts you. High school, college, pro, whatever, if you're listening and you played pro, salute to you, by the way. But I have two. The one I mentioned earlier I was always a football and basketball guy. I played my whole life, you know, all the way through school. But I did have a very brief baseball. Well, I played baseball as a kid, but in high school, I had a very brief baseball career. They wanted me to play baseball because I'd played all the way through eighth grade. So I wanted to be. I always wanted to catch. I was a first baseman, played in a few games because I was a freshman. I wasn't really with the varsity that much. And finally, the catcher gets sick or injured or something. I forget what it was. I'm starting at catcher. Yes, sir. Let's go. At top of the first inning, I hit a ball that was pretty good. You know, pretty good hit. Should have been a double. I tried to stretch it to a triple. The third baseman is basically waiting for me with the ball.
That's always the worst. How many outs were there?
I don't remember, but you know, either way, I hadn't even put on the catcher's gear yet.
Well, you know, because the unwritten rule, one of the unwritten rules is don't your first.
Yeah, you
out,
don't want to be the
Your first out and last out should not be at third.
Yeah, exactly. It probably was, to be honest. But anyway, I got greedy. And so he was holding the ball up just like waiting for me because I was dead to rights.
Come here.
I was just dead to rights. And so I just put up my fists in front of my face and just like tried to ram the ball free. And I hit both my fists in his face.
Oh. I like the thought, honestly. Maybe not the execution.
We both go tumbling to the ground. I get thrown out of the game. So my catching career, it's like those guys that get called up to the big leagues,
yes,
and then they never really have an at-bat.
Yes.
I never put on the catcher's gear, ever. That was the end of my baseball career, in essence, for that. So that was one that still haunts me. I was like, man, I always want to do that. And then the other one, I've told the story on air before. This was an actual one that was just crushing. I think we were undefeated, going to win the district championship. We ended up losing another game, but I think we were undefeated. If we just beat this team, we're going to district. That's back in the day when men were men and only one team per school, per district, went to the playoffs. So right now, second, third, fourth place teams go to playoffs.
Yeah, right.
Back then, one team from each district went. And so it was a fourth and goal, like on the one-yard line. We tackle the dude. I'm on the bottom of the pile. I see the ball not in front of the goal line, like in front of me. The ball's not reached the goal line,
uh-huh,
but they call a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like,
so
we don't go. How about you?
I shared the story earlier of my baseball story. I did everything pretty well in the baseball field except actually hit the ball. I was like a 100 hitter, but my on-base percentage was like 400. I drew so many walks. I was never chasing anything. Anyways, our team was trailing in what was equivalent to the bottom of the eighth. We were down one. I was the number nine hitter in the lineup, two on, two out. And my coach told me to intentionally get out so the top of the order could lead off in the last inning. Someone earlier, when I shared that story, asked if we won. We did not win. It didn't work. So take that. I should have gone up there hacking. I could have had a miracle game-tying hit. You never know.
The best part of that story is there were two men on base.
Yes. If I drew a walk, the bases are loaded for your leadoff hitter. Like, that's not a terrible situation.
So how did you get intentionally out? What was your strategy?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a
good question.
Did you just hack at the ball and strike out?
Yeah, I guess so. I was just more aggressive because legitimately, I don't know what it was. I was just a terrible. I had a great eye. I didn't chase, but when I did make contact, I never hit the ball well. So, yeah, I think I just went up there and was like, all right, I'm going to be more aggressive this time. And I probably grounded out, probably struck out, really.
Swing that baby right there.
Yeah. But the story that actually hurts me more was one of my brothers played college basketball. And so I got my Hartford Whalers shirt on because I'm from Connecticut originally. And, he got to play against UConn, which growing up in Connecticut,
all right,
that was the dream.
Mm-hmm.
So we all went to the game. He played for Bryant University, and I wore my Bryant shirt. And so they came up to me and my friend during one of the timeouts. They said, you want to go shoot foul shots, do the foul shooting contest the court during a timeout.
Oh, no.
And I said, sure. At first, they said, you have to take off that shirt and put a UConn shirt on. I said, no. But anyways, I gave in. I switched my shirt because they said, they're going to boo you. I said, that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was me and one of my friends was with us. Now, of course, this was in our town. They were playing in the Civic Center. We grew up there. So we had like all my brother's friends. We had our family. We had high school teachers with everyone. It was the big return. My brother coming to play in the Civic Center. I went out there with my buddy on opposite ends of the court, foul shooting contest. He beat me 1-0. I did not make and I played high school basketball. This was during my high school basketball career. But it's different when you're out there on the big court with everybody watching. I bricked so many foul shots. And my buddy, who was a much better player than me, he only made one. He banked it in.
Yeah.
But it was so embarrassing. In front of the whole town, I didn't make a single foul shot. And I think it was like 30 seconds. I went like 0 for 10.
Before we get to Colin, yours, you got to share the one that we got on the text board earlier, and they're coming in pretty good right now.
Yeah, they are. We'll get to some others, too, if we have the time for it. Let me bring up that other one from earlier. I teased it, and if you stuck around for this long, I love you. From the 832, texted this earlier. They got stranded on second base when they were 6 or 7 years old. Couldn't hold it any longer. Damn those gray baseball pants, they said. I don't know if that's a number one or a number two.
I'm picturing number two.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm picturing number two.
Man.
On second base. Colin?
I got plenty. I mean, I got some sad ones, but you know, like injuries. Like I if I did not get helmet to helmet hit in the back of the head in junior high, I probably would have gone on playing high school. But I got a concussion real bad.
What about heartbreaking? It's gonna haunt you.
Heartbreaking. This one time in slow pitch. No, I'm not. I will say though, I did make this one mistake. I think I was playing second and it was a routine grounder, and I tried to like do the whole not stay down the whole way, like,
yeah,
you know what they say, keep your ass to the grass.
Yeah.
And then I missed it, and we ended up losing that game, and that cost us the—
that was it.
Yeah, it cost us the game because they scored, because that started like a whole run for
the
team, and
Lirelli.
we didn't repeat back to back slow pitch tournament and Sam Houston record.
So many on the text line. Someone said six of their teammates decided to play a soccer game on acid. He was the keeper, and they lost 12-2.
What? So they're all on acid. Where were they? They were probably just like running in circles. They were running out of bounds.
It was like, have you ever seen 21 Jump Street? And Jonah Hill's trying to do the track meet on drugs, and he's just like running around and knocking the baton out of people's hands. Like, what is this guy doing?
And the keeper's
that was the soccer team
pelted with balls. I want to know what that game would have been like had the keeper been on acid.
Oh, my gosh.
Instead of 12-2, it might have been 24-2.
You're not kidding. Was it Doc Ellis who threw the no hitter on acid? No, mm-hmm. Doc Ellis is on that soccer team.
Mm-hmm. There was, if y'all remember, Packers kicker Chester Marshall, mm-hmm. who he admitted to snorting cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
At halftime.
Chester Marshall.
Yeah, his potential game time field goal or game winning field goal got blocked, sent back to him, and ran it in the end zone. He's like, yeah, I was doing that.
Oh my gosh. Scouts in the stands to watch a pitcher I always hit very well. Thought I would make a name for self. Myself went down on three pitches. That'll do it.
That's tough.
There's the end of your career. Boy, there's some really good ones coming.
There's a lot to keep up with. By the way, that's also the classic one of like, I would have been a star if not for, you know, coach didn't play me.
I would have been the greatest baseball player if my knee wasn't messed up.
Yeah.
This one I almost forgive you because this is really hard. And we all, whether we make it or not, get real nervous on this. Eighth grade, breakaway layup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Breakaway layup. There's nobody between you and the basket.
Yep.
And he says, I airballed the finger roll.
Oh, airball.
But I used to get real tight.
Absolutely.
Like, I was never nervous playing basketball, but you have a breakaway?
I missed way too many of those. I don't know if I ever airballed, but I missed way too many break layups.
Well, even guys in college basketball, those guys, they miss layups like you're what? Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Yeah.
I don't feel bad at all for missing it in rec ball.
Yeah.
252 said, sixth grade Little League, I went hitless for the whole season.
Didn't get on base, though.
Yeah.
Billy Bean is asking if he got on base.
That's why you got to be like me. I just went up there and never chased.
Keep a good eye. Keep a good eye.
So Luke, you were basically a Kevin Youkilis.
That's right. That's what I always said. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was the Greek guy. I was the Italian god of walks in my day.
Eighth grade, hobby middle school. I was in the 400 meter. Did not pick up my legs for the last 100 yards. I get that. That last 100 was rough. Ended up losing the day. Wished to this day I would have high stepped myself to the win. You couldn't. The 18 wheeler was on your back. The tractor trailer was on your back. That last 100 was the worst.
Yeah. 619 says giving up a 2-run homer last inning in the playoffs while pitching a 1-hitter, we lost 2-1.
Ouch.
One of my best friends, he was the ace of our high school team. Similar story. Playoff game, he had, like a 1-hitter going to the last inning, and maybe this is my buddy for all I know. He gave up a home run like the last inning to get knocked out of the playoffs senior year, the last game he ever pitched.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow when you're the pitcher serving it up. Keep the texts coming in, and if they're worthwhile, we'll continue to bring them up. 713-572-4610 is the text line. Which moment from your playing career still haunts you the most? We'll get to more good ones throughout the rest of the show. But when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL here on In the Loop.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.